A crucial vote is coming this week on funding for renovations to Nashville's jail. About $40 million have been in question, with substantial opposition from some residents and elected officials. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
It's the second year in a row that the Metro Council is unsure about plans related to the main downtown jail, which is undergoing a $100 million renovation. While that work happens, inmates will need to be housed in southeast Nashville for as long as 3 years. So the mayor and sheriff are seeking an extra $20 million to fix up a temporary jail. At the same time, they've requested another $20 million to build a new sheriff's office next door. But all of that money has come into question by the council. Residents say they've been left out of the planning, and even the mayor and the sheriff have had some very public disagreements. While it's tough to gauge how the council will vote, one key player is now on the record. Councilman Bob Mendez was the first to suggest defunding these jail plans, but after one-on-one meetings, he wrote on his blog that he is now convinced that the project makes sense. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.